News and Brief at Press TV. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has met with Hamas's chief Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. During the meeting, Ayatollah Khamenei praised Palestinian resistance against Israel. He pledged that Iran will always support Palestinians and their resistance. In the Gaza Strip, mourners have held a funeral ceremony for a Palestinian killed in an Israeli airstrike. Medical sources say his caravan was hit by a missile and his son was also wounded in the attack. Israeli forces attack the besieged coastal enclave on a regular basis. Arab League foreign ministers have met in Egypt's capital, Cairo, to discuss the crisis in Syria. They are expected to decide on reviving the mission jointly with the UN. Reports say the ministers have called on the UN Security Council to send troops to Syria. Saudi protesters continue to rally against the Al Saud dynasty in the oil-rich eastern province. At least two people died and over a dozen were injured during the regime's crackdown since Thursday. Protesters say they want reforms, an end to sectarian discrimination, and the release of political prisoners. Clashes have erupted between angry protesters and Greek police outside of parliament. This as lawmakers are to vote on harsh austerity measures demanded for a new EU-IMF bailout of the debt-stricken country. The austerity package faces opposition from some lawmakers within the governing parties. Moroccan demonstrators have once again rallied to oppose the government's policies. The protesters in Casablanca demanded that political prisoners be released immediately. Activists say the government has arrested hundreds of their colleagues as part of its crackdown on anti-government protests. Turkish fighter jets have raided bases of the Kurdistan Workers' Party militants in northern Iraq. Air Force jets bombarded the militant strongholds in two regions of Zap and Kahurk. There is still no word on possible casualties. Voters in Turkmenistan have begun casting their ballots in the country's presidential election. Seven candidates are running against incumbent president Karbagli Berdimuhamedov, who is expected to win another term in office. The president was elected to his first term with 89% of the vote in 2007.